It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
On a livestock operation, no 2 days are the same, from the weather to those to-dos that need to be to-dones. You should expect the unexpected.
We got a loose.
Case IH helps with equipment that's durable, versatile, and highly efficient, like our Maxim tractors, available in 5 models with 3 transmission options, plus over 150 easy-to-switch attachments, because even though you got through today, there's always tomorrow. Case IH. Rethink productivity. More at caseih.com/livestock.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention out with new numbers on the opioid crisis, saying the number of overdose visits to hospital emergency rooms soared last year. The latest evidence that the nation's drug crisis is getting worse, and it's especially bad in many rural areas. Meanwhile, the attorneys general in 6 states filed lawsuits yesterday against the maker of OxyContin and other pain medicines for what they called misleading marketing tactics. Here in the heartland, the states include Tennessee and North Dakota, along with Texas, North Carolina, and Nevada. The lawsuits accuse Purdue Pharma, the privately held manufacturer of OxyContin, of aggressively selling its products when it knew their drugs were potentially dangerous and that its use had a high likelihood of leading to addiction. Voter turnout was light for Nebraska's 2018 primary election yesterday. The race for the U.S. Senate seat there, held by Republican Deb Fischer, will feature a pair of women with ties to food and agriculture. Senator Fischer, whose family has a ranch near Valentine, Nebraska, will be challenged by Democrat Jane Raybould, a grocer who is on the city council in Lincoln, Nebraska. From This Week in Agribusiness, the Republican-supported farm bill, passed by the House Agriculture Committee, is set for a House vote tomorrow, but it could be a tall challenge, since it contains so many unpalatable provisions for lawmakers from both parties. Supporters are racing to dramatically rework that bill to keep it from going down in defeat. Democrats want to undo those work requirements for food stamp recipients. That's been plugged into the House Agriculture Committee-approved farm bill. And some Republicans are trying to revamp the sugar policy. Some fiscal conservatives are trying to cut the crop insurance subsidies. This house in Detroit has what realtors so often stress: location, location, location. It sits right next to the Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. Owners have been hoping to sell that old house for $4.8 million. But that may change now. The owners apparently owe thousands of dollars in blight violations. The city of Detroit is considering condemning the property. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.